Bonjour, Gia.
Hello, Quiche Lorraine. How are you?
Oh, good one. Hey,
Ooh.
and happy anniversary to you and Rory.
Aw, thank you. We had a
Yeah, how
nice
many years
day.
has it been now? I could do that math. Is it
It's
20,
incredible. You're not going to
31
believe
years?
30, 30.
30. Okay. Yeah.
So the old man has been with me for half his life
Wow.
now.
Wow.
Exactly half his life.
Huh.
But
That's
I
something
like
really cool.
today he lost his keys and
Uh-huh.
I know his brain well enough to know what happened and I
Yeah.
found them and I was like, see, worth it, you know.
No, just for that. You know, it's funny. I lost my keys today too, and I spent 45 minutes looking for them.
He was looking and looking and looking and I was like, okay, well, we had him when we got home. He drove, you know, so obviously he didn't leave him out
Right.
somewhere. And then I realized, like, oh, well, he always puts the key to like the pool clubhouse in that drawer, and he probably just, you know, followed that
Put them all in
routine.
there. Yeah.
And he put him in there. Yep. So, totally
Yeah.
worth it. And I
Oh, yeah.
probably expect a gift or
Sure.
something. No, I
Sure.
don't know. We were sort of underwhelmed with our day. We kind of.
Yeah. You didn't treat yourselves to a visit to the Chuck?
No. I feel like there's false pressure these big holidays. It's, you know, you
Yeah.
feel like, oh my gosh, we got to commemorate, and it's like,
Right.
do we? I don't know.
Yeah. I think you whatever you want to do is fine. You don't
Okay,
have to do anything
thanks.
fancy.
All right.
Yeah.
And we did watch General Hospital.
Oh, gosh,
Big news about my viewing conditions, I guess you'd say.
Oh, did you get a new TV?
They have improved tremendously. Yes.
What?
Yes.
You did?
Well, we didn't buy it. Our neighbor across the street got a ginormous TV and gifted us her slightly less
Wow.
ginormous.
Is this the neighbor whose plant you were going to steal?
No, it's the one next to her.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so it's a 42-inch screen.
It's still kind of on the small side.
Are you serious? Is it really? We
Well,
watched
for
the
people who
Celtics
have
last night.
poor
I felt like we
eyesight.
were I felt like we were in the game. And then I turned Hospital on today and it was like, Jesus, there's Carly in the room. You know, like Carly and
I
Drew, I
know.
was like,
It is
ah.
weird. You kind of feel like you could like walk behind the people,
Yeah,
right?
I mean
It's
they're like
very
freaking life
strange.
size.
Yeah, I
Well, what size
know.
is your TV? God.
I'm a little embarrassed. It's a 55-incher.
My God. At what point does it become a movie screen? I
Well, you
mean,
know, it's still a struggle when, and this is a growing trend, when like characters like read texts on their phones, and I still have to like,
oh,
you know,
yeah. I wish they
really
wouldn't do that. Yeah.
strain. I know
Yeah.
that feels very uncool, very
Yeah, not
ageist, I
cool,
think.
man. Not cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, geez. Okay, way to deflate my excitement there. I
I'm
was like,
sorry. Yeah. I'm
wow.
sorry. I'm sorry,
I
G. I
mean,
didn't
we
mean to
had the
do that.
news on last night, and like the heads, like, it was like that head is bigger than my head, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was massive. So
Wow.
I feel like it has improved my hospital experience, but also like I'm like way more hip to people's skin and stuff,
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah.
know if I like that.
Right, that's a bit of a downside, I guess,
But
sometimes.
I was struck anew with some characters' beauty, just physical beauty.
Okay, like for instance.
Oh, like Terry? I thought Terry's face was just
Yeah,
beautiful today.
I think she's a great character. I really
Yeah.
like her.
Yeah.
I hope
And
they find something more, you know, to keep her, you
keep
know,
her
on the
going, yeah.
screen. Yeah.
Elizabeth looked beautiful. Her skin is like
Yeah.
alabaster.
I
But
know. I
I'm wondering, is
know.
she wearing a wig?
Well, her hair look, there's something
Something's
different.
different.
It just kind of it I don't know. But I
Something's
haven't
going on there.
compared it to like her hair from like 5 years ago or anything. I'm not
Yeah.
sure. But she's like, she doesn't seem like she's aged at all, right? Her face.
No, no. I'd have to go way back to look. But the hair looked, I mean, it may have just been the new TV, but I was like, that looked like a weird hairline. Didn't, I don't know. Anyway, that's the exciting news here. We got a new TV.
Well, that was a nice sort of anniversary present for you.
Yeah, guys. And totally free. So nice. I don't know what you do with all your old TVs. Like, who wants a small? I think our other one is, I don't know, 18 inches or something.
Yeah, well,
nobody.
Sometimes, yeah, you could use it as a monitor or something. But
yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, it's not like you could sell them or, you know, I hate to chuck them in landfills.
People would laugh at you.
I know, they already do. There's so many reasons. But,
oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It would just be one more.
One more, yeah.
Poor Tia.
Anyway, well, okay, that's you lead the discussion because I'm obviously not
you're distracted by new technology.
Yeah.
Well, I did rewatch Friday's episode earlier, and it had a lot of tiresome stuff. I don't know if you would remember very clear. There was a lot, like the whole thing with Sonny and Nina in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it wrestled.
You know, the sort of imaginary, like, tug of war, you know.
Yeah.
Just,
but you led me to believe that she was going to snatch.
I know.
Wally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to apologize because I misheard that. Like,
there's
hint
of that.
Well, she did say in the clip, "I need to make one more stop," and I guess I must have misinterpreted that to mean she was going to snatch Wily. So I'm sorry.
Wow, because you had me going on that.
I'm sorry, Tia. Jeez. Jeez,
kind of a big mistake. And I'm also wondering, I know you're still on Friday, but I feel like when we get to today, I don't know if you owe me an apology or anything, but maybe just a you were right again.
Okay, God.
Yet again.
You're difficult today. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
That's all.
Well, about what?
No,
what
you go ahead.
Oh,
risperidone treats.
Oh, risperidone. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Schizophrenia.
And what? Yes. So there you go.
Well, didn't we both sort of think it could be that?
You might have thought it, but I said it out loud.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, Gia, you're so brilliant. And
do you still want me to visit in October? I'm thinking you might not.
What visit? I don't remember talking about a visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We moved. I'll get you the new address. Mm-hmm.
My parents used to do that to me while I was in school. See if you can find us.
I like that. Oh, dear.
They did move while I was in college. It was kind of funny.
Did they tell
you? I had
to
like drive to a whole new address. It was weird.
That would be weird. Wow.
But they did tell me. I mean, to their credit. They did tell me.
Yeah. How kind.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Okay, well, we can continue to talk about today's because I'm not sure there was much.
Yeah, I can't really quite remember.
Oh, you know what else? What else happened on Friday was the whole, it's all coming back to me now a little bit. So you had the whole dynamic between Nicholas, Ava, Spencer.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to be like, okay, it's fine, we're back here. I'm disappointed that for the sake of the story, they're having Ava suddenly totally change her mind and be like, yes, Nicholas, I want you back. And, you know.
Yeah, way more sort of like weak kind of a woman.
Yeah, and she was so firm about we have issues that go way beyond all of this, and you know, she was
just for the sake of this like little plot wrinkle.
Yeah, for the sake of the storyline.
Yeah, plus Esme is like just skank personified, isn't she?
Yeah, new outfit wardrobe. Let's go ahead and you know,
is that black
skirt
like quilted?
I don't know. I didn't see it on the big TV. I'll tell you after I've seen it on the big TV. I'm realizing how much I missed. But I'll tell you, though, if anything happens in the left-hand corner, I miss it because we have such a small place that, like, if I'm lying down on the couch, the puffy edge of the couch obscures the whole. No, we can't get back far enough from it. Yeah.
Don't you dare sit up, Gia. You stay prone.
Shut up. You stay prone. Prone. People don't use the word prone a lot.
No, it's like, yeah, it's one of those words that has sort of a, like a, I don't know, a weird, creepy connotation, doesn't it?
It is a little bit creepy, and also just harkens back to your librarian roots, I feel like. I think so.
Okay, I'll just leave that there. I'm sure you're right.
Librarians can be kind of creepy. You know, they're smart.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit creepy, and they know a lot of.
Yeah, dark side, definitely.
Yeah, they know a lot of fancy words. And
plus, they basically hate people, I think.
Generally. Yep. Yep.
You know?
Yep. I remember librarians that, like, they valued the books way more than the people.
Oh,
and they
sure.
were. Sure. They were just really reluctant to, like, well, what do you want this book for? You know, very like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not spirit. You necessarily, but.
Well, I wanted it to be me. Yeah. That's kind of why I became a librarian, because I thought I
protect
could be bitchy.
I want to protect the books.
I wouldn't mind being paid to be bitchy, but paid. There's more to it than that.
Let's see. What could I be, librarian or? I don't know, if I go on, we'll start insulting various occupations.
Well, sure.
I don't want to insult any listeners.
When I was in library school, which is perhaps one of the most boring, silly wastes of time there could be in the world of education.
Let's talk about the Dewey Decimal System again.
The class, you know, like the average library school student was someone who did not want to go outside.
Agoraphobic?
Well, they just, you know, they were just those like people who were just like I'm an introvert, but they're like, you know, extreme introverts, just in as a broad generalization.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, I kind of prefer being outside, so I
yeah,
guess
yeah.
Why I ended up working at greenhouses and stuff, and
right. Yeah.
Not
and
with
now,
books.
Now you just talk about succulents all
yep.
the time.
Yep.
All the time.
Anyway, good word prone. So good job on you there.
Thanks. So, okay. So yeah, we were talking about those four and how they seem to have resolved to stay in the same household. And didn't you feel like when Spencer left the room with Ava and Esme said to Nicholas, you know, like something like, I finally they're gone or something like that, you know, it's like, shouldn't he in his head be thinking, wow, what did I do? And am I going to like let Spencer stay with this lying?
Yeah. He's in for he's in for a lot of blackmail here now. I mean, she's certainly going to wield this power over
him.
Oh
yeah. 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 Cause she doesn't care what happens to anybody in that house.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of moments where you're going to be like, oh no, here comes Spencer. Here comes Ava.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of double entendre.
He's going to be sweating it out. Like he's going to have his Brad time now. You know, where he's like, yeah. And he's, you know what? Yeah. He earned it. He deserves
sure
it.
He sure
every
did.
Minute yeah. of it. What an idiot. And it's unfortunate that they made him such an idiot.
It really is. I know.
And I really hope that Ava does leave him now. Actually, what I hope is that he gets kicked out of Windermere and Ava, like, becomes the queen of the Cassadines.
and marries, will wear long,
Mary's,
flowing sort of velvet.
Yes. Marries Uncle Victor and
a crown. Will she wear a crown? Uh-huh.
Or at least a tiara.
A tiara.
Sure. A tiara. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. She could pull that off, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
But he's not worthy. He's not a prince.
No,
he's not displaying princely behavior.
Right. Right. Yeah. Very disappointing.
He's kind of an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should not be part of the Queen's Jubilee celebration.
Yes. Point taken, Gia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you see that cute video with the Queen and Paddington Bear and the marmalade?
Yeah. Spirit? Yeah. Uh huh.
I enjoyed
it. Unexpected.
That. Yeah. I liked it a lot, though.
She probably prefers the company of like a stuffed animal.
An animated stuffed animal. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although it didn't really look like a bear. It looked more like a fox or something.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't think it looked like a bear.
Well, the Paddington bear, yeah, doesn't look
is
as...
It, like, is typically. A Paddington bear not a real bear? Is it a panda? Is it one of those red pandas, maybe?
Maybe. But yeah, it's definitely not like your conventional like black bear or brown bear.
Not like your friends, yeah.
Not like my friends, no. No, yeah. I don't think they would sit politely with the queen.
No, probably not. And speaking of animals, we had another like Wild Kingdom moment here that I don't want to tell you about.
No. If we're going to talk about animals, how about we talk about the lovely horse that Leo.
Oh, that was my favorite part of the day.
I bet. I was thinking about you. I thought, oh, there's a
Comet
horse.
With his own
that?
Little like living room. I was like, let him in. Just let him in.
I was thinking, I thought of a new use for Drew. Like, what if...
Stable boy? Hot stable boy?
No. A talking horse, and the voice could be Drew's voice.
Oh.
No?
I wouldn't want to do that to a horse.
Even the horse, you don't want the horse to have to hear.
Yeah. I don't want the horse to be characterized by Drew's voice, you know?
Like, yeah, I just thought maybe that would be, like, would solve a few problems.
I suppose so. But I could see him being, like, sexy stable boy.
You know? in chaps, like assless chaps and stuff, maybe.
I think you're mixing.
Yeah, I guess that's not a stable boy, is it?
Well, you're going to either ride English or Western, and if you're a Quartermain if you're like Charlotte, huh?
Nothing. It's your anniversary, so you can talk about horses if you want to.
You're going to ride English and wear, you know, like jodhpurs. Like, they'd be very tight pants. They could be very tight pants.
Okay.
Granted, but they wouldn't be like assless chaps or something like some Yahoo Western cowboy outfit, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not that I have
anything against. He'd just mostly be walking around in them. We'd never see him ride.
No, because he'd be cleaning stalls and stuff.
That would be fun. Somehow that became...
He's not going to be allowed to ride the horses.
Maybe, like, if Ned and Valentine joined forces, somehow that's how Drew would wind up.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Boy. Yeah, and
what's
going
to happen
be?
To Michael? Yeah, ooh.
God, he's seeming like such a douche right now.
Oh, man. I don't like that word, but it is like the only thing I can think of when I see him.
And I'm not even sure, like, the hatred he feels for Sonny now seems like it's almost like brain tumor level hatred, like not based on what's going on with
what's going on. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's like it's fueling him with a life of its own. Yeah.
And like, they haven't taken any measures to keep Sonny from Wiley, have they?
Not that I know of, but maybe he doesn't bother trying. Is he not seeing Wiley? I feel like we haven't seen any scenes.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that.
He's sort of all, you know, in the past been all about the family, and obviously, you know, it's like they don't welcome him into their circle anymore, but still it seems like if he's fighting so hard for Nina and all of that doesn't really ring true either.
Yeah. You
know,
yeah.
I don't know. But what do you think would be one thing Michael would have done would be to,
To block his access.
Yeah.
To,
yeah.
What do you think about Carly's choice to keep the news that Nina is Willow's mother from her? That was such a convoluted sentence. I felt like I had to spell it out, you know, but I don't know why, because if you're listening to this, you probably know what the hell's going on. Like, you're probably part of our little tribe and you know what's going on. But anyway, what do you think?
Well, when she and Willow were at the pool and Willow was, at first I thought Willow said she had decided she did want to find out who her mother was, but then after like her long roundabout like sentence, didn't she like conclude that she didn't want to find out who she was?
Right. Yes.
So that was confusing to me.
Well, that's convenient for Carly, but I mean, do you feel like Carly's made the right choice here?
No, just because from our, you know, wise viewer perspective, we know this is all going to come back and bite her.
Right, it's going to bite her on the ass when there's this health crisis.
Right, yeah.
Or will it look like she's saving the day because she'll reveal this information and Willow would get the blood transfusion or the marrow transfusion or whatever, you know.
And if Carly...
hair follicle exchange or...
Yeah, it's a deadly hair follicle disease. That would be interesting. Well, we do want some medical storylines.
We've got a couple of medical things. We've got
Sure.
The Elizabeth, is in a fugue. She's in a fugue.
That's right. Yeah. Interesting use of the word.
Very romantic. It's very like...
It is. Yeah, that's true.
Jane Eyre sounding or something.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm in a fugue right now. Soaking in it.
Are you prone in your fugue?
I am prone.
You can learn the words on our podcast. Maybe not how to use them correctly, but we'll throw them out there for you.
That's it.
Is Drew the only one who knows?
He doesn't know. Or
right,
he...
right. But if it came out, then he would be the only one who knew.
Oh, that no, Carly knew that Carly researched
the information,
it.
Right?
I think so.
I think so too.
Well,
so,
I guess whatever lab techs or whatever, which too bad Brad's not still in the biz.
Right, that is too bad. Yeah.
Yep.
He would have let everybody know.
Yep.
But it seems like she could, you know, kind of get away with it if Willow found out in another way, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, we'll have to see. But we know it's coming because Willow is so tired. She is just so tired.
Well, and also, didn't we think, I don't know, that maybe something would happen to Wiley and you know, that would...
Yeah, that could work, too. But I feel like Willow's dropped so many hints about how tired...
Yeah,
she collapsed that, you know, while
sure,
back.
Sure. Yeah. She's done all the right things.
She sure has, yeah.
Oh, she feels... when she was talking to Carly, there was... It seemed like for most of the conversation, she wasn't really like registering who she was talking to. It wasn't until
have been looking at cue cards or something.
Maybe it was too much for her to remember.
I didn't really notice that.
Yeah.
I was just bummed. I was like, crap, I have that bikini, that orange bikini, and I feel like I can't wear it.
You wear it just as well. I'm sure you do. Yeah.
It was an interesting look, though. I kind of like the wrap thing.
Yeah.
The cool wrap thing. I saw, like, you know how at Rite Aid or Walgreens or whatever, they sell, like, a small amount of clothing?
Yes. I bought the kid's dress there once.
You bought what?
There was a little, like, sundress, and I thought, $10, we can handle that.
You bought one? You wear it?
No, it was for the child.
Oh, for the kid. Okay. Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, I might get bold and buy. They had like kind of a pool cover up, and I thought I could pull that off with, you know, as an actual just shirt with some jeans, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be for the pool.
Right. That's true. That's true.
They also have a lot of clothing at truck stops, oddly enough, which I'm attracted to.
Yeah, I would be too.
I don't know. I love the truck stop concept. Like everything you need is there. You can live.
Yeah. It's kind of like a home, right? I mean, it is for truckers.
You can take showers there, but I don't know how that goes. I'm a little
we've heard stories, haven't we?
I'm leery about that. But I love when I'm in there and there's like the little bell rings and it's, you know, number 131, your shower is ready.
Ooh, that's
interesting. Or whatever. Yeah.
That's strange. There's
a mystique about it or something. Anyway, they have clothing. I'm just attracted to the clothing. And they're like, where do you get your stuff? Truck stops, you know.
Yeah. Once again, so Rory, Gia, 30 years, huh?
30 years. I know. We're so lazy.
He find his keys, so I guess he doesn't have any regrets, I'm sure.
Well, he didn't voice them, so. I'm sure he has some.
You don't have a time of day where you voice your regrets.
No, every day at 5:30. I think the secret of a good
you would
marriage is
deploy a
like,
belt with your pants.
yeah, no, is you have regrets. Everyone has regrets, but choosing, being adult enough to not voice them, at least to your partner, like
Yeah.
that's the secret.
That's the secret. Regrets to yourself. Yeah, okay.
Well,
Okay. That's some free advice,
you can
everyone.
share them on a podcast if you want, but don't tell your spouse. It's funny.
Oh, dear, dear.
Anyway, okay, back to hospital. Oh,
Yeah.
I know another thing. I think it was Friday. The new character, the parachute guy, Cody. That whole bar scene with
Yeah, that
Dante,
was another
and
very tiresome scene, wasn't it?
it was tiresome. And again, I don't appreciate. I know it's just a soap, whatever. But
Another
people they
soap
having the
just
characters act out
was.
of character for the sake of the storyline is
Yeah.
annoying. Like, so Sam is pushing to have him come over. She wouldn't do that.
No, and asking him if he's married. So he's like, so you
Yeah.
aren't married? Like, well,
Yeah,
who
and
says
trying to get him a
that? You know?
job, and like it was like
Yeah,
all this
I
weird
know.
shit,
Yep.
and
Yeah.
but what do you think the big dark secret's going to be? There's obviously some secret.
Right. I don't know if Dante has some sort of skeleton in his closet that,
Like
because
maybe
it
they were he and Cody were lovers in college or something. I don't
maybe they were intimate. maybe they killed a man just to watch him die. We don't know. No,
Are you
but
trying to get me singing?
well, then I would have an overdose.
You can't be quoting the Johnny Cash and not expecting a
No,
little.
I'm sorry. I just like that line. It's a good
It
line.
is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't like the concept, but
No,
it's
but
a good line.
it's all there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dante was very mute during that whole exchange, looking
Yeah.
like, he couldn't wait to wrap it up, really, and Sam just kept drawing it out.
Yeah, and now he's going to be the stable boy, and
If it were up to you, how many stable boys would we have?
quite a few. But wasn't it funny that that little stall like opened up onto that little like kind of quasi family room or whatever?
I
It was like
couldn't
a
figure
weird.
out what the setting was there, because it didn't seem like a stable. It
It
seemed
was
like
like no stable I'd ever been in my life.
no, very luxe. Yeah.
I also like how, plaid is like the color if I mean the pattern if
If
you're
you're
doing the down to earth scene like
yeah
the
yeah
then you put on your plaid shirt.
yeah or if you're
Oh.
working at the tano, you can wear your
Yeah, the
shirt.
plaid. Yeah. So it
Yeah,
was funny. But it was a cute little horse.
it was a very nice little horse.
And he was
Yeah,
very well behaved. And Comet
very
would be kind of a good name. I don't know if that's what they'll come up with, but
right. Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd let Valentine name their horse, but
yeah, I think Leo. Hopefully Leo will come up with something more whimsical. And I'm hoping we have a lot more scenes at the stable.
that would be a fun new setting. Although they
Yeah.
probably always have to like worry about flatulence and stuff like that, right? No.
With the horses?
Yeah. Pooping? Nothing? No? You don't
Well,
think?
they might poop, but I mean, they're not more flatulent than other creatures or anything. You just watch that one Seinfeld and that's like colored your.
Maybe you're right. Yeah. I apologize, horses.
Yeah, they're not more flatulent. I mean, they
It
occasionally.
just seems when you don't think they're more flatulent than like your average soap actor.
That's a weird concept.
This is a
I
question
don't know any soap actors personally. They
I've
may be terribly flatulent.
never asked you.
I'm
Who
not
do you think
sure.
who would be the most flatulent of the soap actors
Oh,
we
Michael.
know? From both ends, you think, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you just mean there'd just be more bodily function stuff going on because it's an animal?
Well, I think, yeah, there would be sort of an unpredictability,
Yeah, working with animals. Yeah, I suppose so. Like a dog. Maybe that's why the dog disappeared.
Maybe because she was flatulent, you think? Annabelle, too?
Yeah, Annabelle. I mean, she might have been like dragging her butt across the carpet or something.
All the time.
Doing some embarrassing dog stuff. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, anyway, it's a cute little horse. I'll try to think of a name, and if it gets named that, then we'll know.
Then we'll know that you're really always right.
Yes.
Insufferable.
And I'm always right. Oh, yeah, you want to talk about schizophrenia and Marshall and
Marshall
hats and
Marshall. Well, I mean, now like having Curtis like calling him dad and everything, it's just like
daddy.
Yeah, you know, it was all. And Stella, I thought there would have been like some more. I don't know. Like she seems like she's all in too. I don't know. I thought there was a little bit more animosity or something between
she and Marshall.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I can't track anymore, you know.
Yeah, I can't figure out why Stella felt such guilt about the truth coming out. I guess maybe just concealing the secret for him was enough to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't like about it. I think that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think your average person at this point in life, with the amount of information about mental health issues, would look at that drug and have some passing knowledge of what it's for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, barring that, they'd have Google.
They would have Google. And they would Google seen Curtis with a smartphone, in fact.
Yeah. And so he's kind of acting a little bit extra numb about this particular topic. Right. And it seems to me it's like, what happened? Well, why? You know, it doesn't ring true.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And didn't TJ see the bottle back at the hospital?
So, and he offered, and it's like, so I don't want TJ for my doctor, you know.
No.
not just because of his hair, but so I don't know. I just think anybody our age in this day and age, mm-hmm. you know, you've got family members or friends or somebody you've heard mm-hmm. of somebody with whatever mental illness or so, you know, so it just seems like Curtis is being very like, gee, what, why?
I know, like to create suspense around that is a little bit silly.
And also, did we know that he was a Vietnam vet before today? I was like, what? Did I miss a big chunk of something here?
Yeah, I don't recall hearing that before. No,
Is he old enough to be a Vietnam vet? Aren't they? Like, the people that I know that are Vietnam vets are, well, I guess he could be in his 70s.
In his 70s? I think he could be, sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But, I still don't really want much Marshall, you know. I feel like we've had plenty. And if he's going to be, like, living at their house.
Yep, in the guest room. I did like Portia's role today where she was kind of bringing Curtis back to earth on like, don't feel guilty. Like, you know, she was reminding him of the reality of how Marshall had behaved, which...
Yeah.
I was like, okay, good. You know, we don't have to just totally embrace this guy. But yeah, he's going to live there now. So I don't know. Are we going to have some wacky storylines with where we learn about schizophrenia? And I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. It seems like he's on his meds and everything. And so maybe not.
Which it's worth doing. The number of memes I see where it implies that schizophrenia has something to do with multiple personalities, which it does not, lets you know that you need to
educate
a little more. But I don't know. We have to like learn to embrace Marshall, I guess.
Oh, geez, don't say that, Gia.
If he's going to be in the guest room, God. I did, now that with the big TV, not as big as yours, but the big TV, big-ish, I did kind of like that setting a little more, their house. I don't like the couch. The couch looks cheap to me, like they bought this supposedly super fancy place.
Right.
But I like the two paintings. They have like this white sort of cloud quality going on.
Okay, I think
have
I remember.
Have you noticed them?
Yeah, a little bit.
So I kind of like them, but they need like, they need to upgrade the couch. If this was supposed to be this palatial, you know, whatever that Jax owned,
Right. It's not
the
his.
couch, looks kind of like Rooms to Go.
Or from Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center, yep.
Yeah, it could be a little more interesting. But
Yeah.
they have so many sets now. I feel like they're
They
really
do.
starting to spend
That's
some
true.
money on the
Yeah.
sets.
The pool has
The
reappeared.
pool, the stable slash living
Yeah,
room.
that was crazy. I want to go there.
I know you do.
I know. I also kind of thought, well, that one little box, like, what's in there? Like, you put one helmet in there, you don't have much, you know. I don't
Yeah,
know.
and it seemed like it was heavy, like there was some heft
Yeah.
to
Yeah. I don't know what would be in there. I'd
it.
like to see. Looked like he pulled out some gloves or something. Well, anyway, I hope they keep going with that. I'd love to see him up on that little pony.
You want this to just be like General Horse.
General Hospital. Yeah. I would like to name that little pony Gus.
Okay.
You would
Maybe
probably
they'll
like to
have a
name it,
contest.
you would name it Windy.
Windy.
Because of
Where do
the
you get
gas.
that? For the
Because of
cats.
all
Okay.
the
Okay. Yeah. Bino.
gas. Bina.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Anyway, well, there was stuff to like, and is that all we had? Was Friday and today?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow, okay, we didn't have a lot going on.
Yeah, they t I thought it was nice to see a lot of
A lot
different
of different
characters
characters
today,
today.
you know.
Okay, hang Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, I had a somebody called me. I know I'm supposed to shut my phone off or something, but.
Jesus.
Uh-oh, your voice is still quiet. We might have to end
Is.
our pod here just
All
'cause.
right. Well, yep. I guess we're just about wrapped up anyway, aren't we?
That's weird. Why would your voice go all quiet like that?
I don't know. It seems like it's okay on this end, but
Okay.
all
All
right,
right.
dear.
Well, I guess, yeah, we kind of covered things. We like the horse. We want some stable boys.
You want them more than I do.
Well, I'm younger.
Touche.
I'm not as dead inside.
No, that's true. That's true.
But
Good for you,
anyway,
Thea. All right. Well, you and Rory enjoy the rest of your anniversary evening.
I'm going to go out there and ask him about any sort of regrets he has
Regrets.
and see how
Yeah,
that
you sure
goes.
you want to pull on that thread?
Well, I don't know. I feel like maybe that's a good thing to do on your 30th anniversary, kind of an assessment, you know.
Yeah, that does sound like a great idea.
It's a good
Okay.
time, probably, huh?
Good
Yeah.
luck with that.
I'll let
Okay.
you know how it goes.
Okay. Well, everybody can find out when we come back
Okay.
here. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, this was fun, and thanks to everybody for listening, and
Yes, thank
we'll
you.
see you in a few days.
All right, Gia. Night.
Okay. Talk to you later.